good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. We thank you for taking time to tune us in this morning. Inviting you to church today. Get up and be in the house of God this morning. And we'd appreciate seeing you come to the house of God here at Mount View Baptist Church, where we're members at. We'd love to have you come to hear the precious Word of God. This morning, Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and he'll preach to you the Word of God this day. Good to be here this morning. Good to be saved in these last days. Good to know that we have a home in heaven. We have forgiveness from the Savior. Our sins are paid for and forgiven and forgotten by God. I'm glad we have a Savior this morning. Thank God for Jesus. Praise God for His blessings. Everything He's done, everything He's doing, everything He's going to do, I praise Him for it this morning, because I know He's in control today. It's not out of control, my friend, but God is in control this morning. He's still God. Beside Him, there is none other. It's by the grace of God we are what we are this morning. And we appreciate each one of you. Trust we'll send it out to each one that's not able to go to the house of God. Can't go anywhere. You're homebound. And we thank God for you. And I trust that you'll look to the Lord this day for the strength that you need. And maybe something in the broadcast will feed your soul today and help you along the way. And so we appreciate each one that's listening and want to send it out, of course, especially to those that are not saved. You need a Savior this morning. You know that. And the Spirit of God will speak to your heart. If you'll just listen to Him, you can be saved by the grace of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest under your soul. I'm glad we got a Savior this morning. I advise you to get right with Him and accept Him as Savior and Lord before it's everlasting too late. So it's good to be here. Now this morning, I want to send out to all the faithful folk of God, faithful to the Lord, faithful to you to church, and I want to send it out to you. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart and to your life today. And so you pray that God would just save some precious soul this morning, get somebody right with God that's away from Him. And He'll bless and He'll stir and He'll revive if we just let Him do that this morning. I want to go to the Lord in prayer now and pray with you and for you now this morning that God would bless you today. Fathers, we bow in your divine presence. I want to say thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord, for the grace of God that brought salvation and that appeared to all men and showing us what salvation is. Thank you, Father, for that redeeming grace. I pray, Lord, you'd bless each request this morning. Those that are sick and suffering, God, need a touch from you. I pray, God, you comfort their hearts today and put your hand upon them. And Lord, speak to their hearts and give them encouragement for the day. I pray for those, Lord, that's away from you this morning, that has drifted out into sin, gotten away from you, out of church, out of the will of God. I pray you'd bring conviction upon their lives. This day might be the day they'll turn their hearts back to you this morning and find forgiveness, because you did say in the Word of God, if we confess our sins, you was faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank God for forgiveness this morning. Now stir hearts. Bless the saints of God. Bless your men as they stand before the congregations today and preach your Word of God. I pray your blessings upon them. Have your will, have your way throughout this day. We honor you, praise you, and love you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a special blessing to your heart today, an uplift to you. And I tell you, if you'll just let Him, sinner, He'll reach down and get you this morning. If you'll just look up, amen. You listen as they sing.
Upon the one, in the winds and waves come. he says to them, be still. What man is this? They all did say that the wind and seas obey. He's the one, he sails with me, 'cause he's the master of my sea.
Amen.
The storms of life may rage, mighty billows round ye roll, but he can calm life's troubled sea, as he did in days of old. And upon life's sea you sail, trust that Jesus never fails. I'm so glad he sails with me, 'cause he's the master of my sea. When he reaches out his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will, when he says to them, be still. What man is this? They all did say, who the wind and seas obey. He's the master of my sea. I'm so glad he sails with me, 'cause he's the master of my sea.
Amen. Yes, he is. Amen. To thank him for. Praise God for that. Amen. Promised Land. What a place we're going to one day. It's going to be a precious time when we get there and enjoy the blessings of God. Genesis chapter 3 this morning. Genesis chapter 3. And I'm going to read some scripture here and bring to you what the Lord laid on our heart for today from the Word of God. Genesis chapter 3. Amen. Now, the Bible said here, Genesis 3, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye thereof, that your eyes shall be open, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the midst in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God and the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who hath said, told thee thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree which I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman which thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Now, I want to stop reading there for a few minutes this morning. I want to go back to verse 9 and bring the thought that we feel the Lord has blessed upon our heart today for the message. And the Bible said, And that the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Where art thou this morning? I want you to think on that for just a few minutes today. Where are you in the eyes of God? Where art thou this morning? I mean, he said more than just a local position that he wanted him to be, but he wanted him to see many other things from the Word of God about where that he was. First of all, where are you spiritually this morning? Have you known the Savior? Have you been born into the family of God? Are you one of God's children this morning? Are you lost in your sins without a Savior and an alien from the commonwealth of Israel? And are you a stranger from the covenants of promise? And without any hope, are you without a hope this morning? Where are you spiritually today? Are you saved by the grace of God? Have you rejected the Savior time and time again? Have you walked away from the call and the wooing of the Holy Spirit many times and walked away from it, tried to forget about it, tried to say, I don't need that, I'm all right, there's nothing wrong with me? But yet somewhere deep down, the Spirit of God has brought conviction unto your heart, and he's asking you a question today. Where are you spiritually this morning? Have you truly been born in the family of God? Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Is your soul resting in the grace of God? And this morning, have you turned your heart and soul to the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you invited the Savior to come into your heart today? Where are you this morning? spiritually. You know what the need of that heart. You know the unrest of your soul today. You know there's something missing in your life this morning, and you've never really truly been born into the family of God. Oh, you may have joined the church, and you may have been baptized, but I'm telling you, there's something missing on the inside this morning, and the wooing of the Holy Spirit of God will bring you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where are you spiritually this morning? I'm telling you, well, you need to know where you're at today. And where are you in the eyes of God this morning? If you were to die this moment, where would you go? Where would you go? You know, there's no hope for you outside the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you need to be saved by the grace of God today. Where are you spiritually this morning? God wants you to come to Him today. He wants to know about your spiritual condition today, and He wants you to be saved by the grace of God. What did God do for you? Oh, I tell you what God did for you. He gave His only begotten Son that He could die on the cross of Calvary and for your sins, and then be buried in the tomb and be resurrected after 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth, and come out because you needed a Savior. Amen. He did that for you this morning. God did that for you, and He done something for you nobody else could do. You can join every church in the counties around you, and you can be baptized in every pond, every baptistry, and every river you find around you, and still die and go to hell. But oh, I'm so glad this morning, and that there is a new way. The Bible said, come unto me, and that's what Jesus said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, and by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. He wants you to come to Him. Where are you spiritually this morning? Are you really born into the family of God? Do you really have any peace when you lay down to sleep at night? Do you enjoy living for the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm telling you, my friend, you ought to examine who you're at spiritually this morning. Amen. And listen, Satan, of course, he's the one that seduces and brings them men into their sins and keeps them in the sinful life. And they're in this two people mentioned here, three actually, and this mentioned here, there's the serpent, and of course, which is Satan, and the fallen angel. He's been thrown out of heaven, and he's going to hell, and he knows he is, and he wants to seduce every sinner in this world to keep them in the condition that they're in, so that they could go to hell with him. And so where are you spiritually this morning? Are you saved by the grace of God? Number two, where are you positionally this morning in your Christian life? Have you been saved? You know you've been saved. And I'm speaking to you this morning that knows absolutely that you've been born to the family of God. You can take anybody to the place and show them where Jesus saved you. It might have been somewhere at some church or in a cornfield or somewhere beside the side of the road. It may have been in the house at home, but you know there's been a time that you gave your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. So where are you, my friend, positionally this morning? Are you in the church? Are you going to the house of God? You know you've been saved, but yet you haven't been to church in some time. You've neglected your worship. You've neglected hearing the word of God. You've neglected your duty of going to the house of God. You've rejected what God said. And you forsake not the assembling yourselves together, as a manner of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. And David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Where are you positionally this morning? Are you in the house of God? Are you going to church? Are you faithfully attending that church and loving the Lord, loving the people of God? And listen, Christ died for the church. He gave himself for the church. And I'm telling you, what are you doing? Are you sitting at the house pouting because somebody hurt your feelings? Are you sitting at the house pouting because the preacher
preached to you and you didn't like what he said, and when he used the word of God on your heart and you refused to get right with God? Are you sitting at the house pouting today and making excuses and not going to the house of God? Are you critical? You're critical of the church house? You're critical of the members of the church? You're critical of the pastor? You're critical of the house of God, and you don't go to the house of God? What is it this morning? Are you miserable? You've not had any joy of God in your heart for some time? Have you rejected what God said to you and through the word of God and refused to confess your sins unto the Lord and get the restoration of your joy in your life this morning? Are you miserable today? Are you out of fellowship with God and with His church? And now, where are you positionally this morning? Are you where you ought to be with God and positionally in the house of God? You say, preacher, do you have to go to church? Well, you don't have to, but you better to, because God told you to. Jesus Christ died for the church and gave Himself for the church, and but He loves you this morning and put you in a place on the side of the road, gave you a pastor, gave you friends, and gave you the saints of God to worship with, and yet something stepped in between you and them, and you're out of church today, away from God, and it's nobody's fault but your own. Amen. Listen, you say, you don't know what somebody done to me. How do you know what somebody done to the Savior? They crucified Him. What about that? And did He stop what He was doing? No, He was faithful to the end. He did everything God told Him to do while He was here in this life, and then went back to the heavenlies. And then, so Jesus wants you positionally to be in the house of God. You say, well, I found the church good enough for me. Well, if you find one good enough for you, don't join it. You'll mess it up. Amen. And I'm telling you this morning, positionally, where are you today? Are you doing what God wants you to do? Are you worshiping the Lord together with the saints of God? Are you backing up the pastor of the church? Are you saying amen to the messages and appreciate what He has preached to you that's labored in the word of God for you? Are you sitting there this morning pouting because your feelings has been hurt? Oh, my friend, positionally, where are you today in your spiritual life, in your Christian walk with God? And where are you this morning? Are you where you ought to be with God? You know what God put 1 John chapter 1 in there for? It's for every saint of God that's alive. After every saint of God, He said, if you'll just confess your sins, He said, I'm faithful and just to forgive you of your sins, and I'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. And brother, that's for the saints of God this morning. His right to the believers, those that sins, and we all do, we sin somewhere every day. But I'm telling you, brother, there's been a way made that we can have the joy of God back in our heart and get right with God, have the joy of God of worship of the saints of God, and the joys of singing together, and the spirit, the songs of Zion, and hearing the word of God declared and preached, and the power of the Holy Ghost. And we've got a place positionally where we're supposed to be, and if you're saved this morning, you ought to be in church. Amen. And there's a church for you, brother, where the word of God's being preached, and the saints of God are worshiping the Lord and looking for Jesus to come back. Where are you this morning? And positionally, and that you ought to be practically in the house of God. Amen. God, and listen, I'm telling you, you may be a good neighbor, you may be a good husband, you may be a good wife, and you may be a good son, and you may be a good daughter, and a good employee, and a good employer, but I'm telling you, brother, that you ought to be somewhere witnessing for the Lord Jesus today, and practically, as you live your life, every day on the job, and my friend, everywhere you go, your light is supposed to shine before God and before men, that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. We got a place to be now this morning. Thank God for that. Well, our time's gone today. Where are you this morning? Where are you spiritually? Where are you positionally? Where are you practically this morning? Are you living for the Lord every day of your life, on the job, everywhere you go? Amen. Where are you today? Do you need to get right with God? Need to talk to God about something this morning? God blesses our prayer on the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.